Blog Talk Radio.
Hangover this morning. I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm kind of hungover. Like I was drinking too much.
Man, that was hot. That was so hot. I was just like everything you could want. No, and this morning, 99% of you are all like, oh my God, Sony! 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 You know, hands in the air. Everybody's cheering. And then you got that one dude over there. Well, I swear to God, must have ate paint chips, was dropped on his head, or something. Maybe he had the cord wrapped around his neck as a kid. Who knows? But he's all, Microsoft is better, and the PS4 is inferior. How do you think? Well, just because when I did finally go back and watch him, it looks like the video for the Xbox One was better. When it was working, I'm sorry? Is that what we're discussing? Because half the time it wasn't working.
You know what? You've always got the slow kids in every community. And sometimes in the game community, we have the slow kids who just have no clue what's going on. And no disrespect to actual kids who are considered slow. I think you're a whole sight better than some of these people. I don't mean that kind of slow. I mean, they just don't get it.
No. Like I told you, I ended up telling you, look, come back when you're not going to be willfully ignorant. I want to have an actual discussion here, not just I think that, this one looked better. Oh, I can think the sky looks purple. That doesn't make it purple.
Yeah.
I told him, do a side-by-side spec comparison and then come talk to me. And he wouldn't do it. Then don't argue with me. Because if you're not doing the research, then you're just stupid.
We always have one or two that have no clue about, it's not even a spec comparison. If you just say you prefer the Xbox One, then feel free. I have no problem with you. That's your opinion. But when you start talking about which one is actually offering the better deal, no. And I think this goes back to a thing ZQ and I, an early discussion we used to always have when I first started Game of Matrix, is you have gamers who are us. We're adults. Our money for our gaming comes from disposable income. So we understand that we want the best deal because we have bills and things to pay, people to feed, clothes to buy. And some of them, I think you're either a kid or you're living in mom's basement. You have not actually stepped out into the real world for real yet. You don't have anybody you're responsible for. You don't have a girlfriend. You got wife, boyfriend, whatever it is you do, no kids. So you just really have no concept of, I need a better deal because I want to have not just one new game. Maybe I want to pick up two or three.
Exactly.
Maybe I do want to get a PlayStation and an Xbox One, but Xbox is going to make that difficult because of what they've done with the so on and so forth. Maybe I want all three. I like to have all three. I did have all three. I said that last night. I love all of my consoles. I love all the companies, Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony. I just like things that they do. I want them to give me the best deal possible for my consoles. I will buy any game you put out if it's good. I will play any game. I will pick up an iPad, a cell phone. It does not matter.
Exactly.
So long as it's good and I see you're giving me a good deal. If you're not, I'm not buying it. And that's where I wish a lot of the gamers would come from. Not about going into fanboy mode. You know, I love Prince too, but I don't like all his music. Just some music, I'd be like, I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Exactly. You know, and I can't say I totally hate Microsoft. I happen to love my Windows 7. So,
Windows 7 is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. But when it comes to Xbox, this whole Xbox One bone bullshit stuff.
Ooh, she caught herself. Woo!
Yeah, woo! It was close.
Yes, barely.
I can admit, because I've been a Halo fangirl, I guess, fanboy, whatever. And I've loved my Microsoft. And I've had the days when I've hated Sony. Mm-hmm. And now I know. I'm looking. I've seen the comparisons. I've done the research myself. The PS4 is better. Yes, thank you, Jay. It was you and for what, or what they're not offering you anymore. And then you go over there and you look at, you go and look to see what, you know, PlayStation Plus is going to offer you. And once you put those side by side in columns, this was not an even fight.
No.
Sony came in and just stomped.
They trounced them.
It was
like Fight Club and...
It was damn sexy is what it was. I was like, oh, how you doing, Sony?
It was Fight Club, and those of you who've seen Fight Club, remember the scene where Brad Pitt just lets himself get beat up? That's kind of what happened to Mark.
Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you, yes.
All right, my Skype is telling me that it has to close the program, so I'll be right back, apparently.
All right, we will talk amongst ourselves until Ginger comes back. I got a couple stories. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, that's where you can go. I'm going to pop that into our Twitch room. Wow, that was a hard hit. They took the ginger away. Okay, so while we're waiting for Ginger to get back, oh, there she is. She came back before I could even do the story. Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't my whole computer. It was just Skype. Skype was all like, I'm sorry, I have to close down. And it gave me the nice little prompt, which is why I was able to tell you, closing down. I'll be right back.
All right. Now, here, of course, we knew this was going to happen, and I am very happy that I own stock in Sony this morning. I got to tell you, because the stock went through the roof. Microsoft stock drop. I got to get rid of that today. Sorry, Microsoft.
I know, right? Me too. Me too.
I'm sorry. I love you, but just got to have money for her new PlayStation. Investors are reacting early today within trading. He said Sony has a very positive buzz around it regarding the PS4. The morning after, the dust is beginning to settle after the skirmish, a fight clearly won by what everybody's calling the uppercut to Microsoft. Ooh, on used games. And that was a straight uppercut, no doubt about it. No mistake in that. They did not dance around it. They just came right in and punched. Oof. The investors are weighing in with early trading on the stock market. So far today, the message is clear. Microsoft is down. Sony's up. According to our friends over at Games Industry International, the Microsoft stock dipped 1.7% while Sony's climbed 1.7%. These percentages may not seem like a lot, but it's important to remember that both Sony and Microsoft operate businesses that deal with a lot more than just video games. So it's clear that yesterday's big E3 news has a very big impact on investors' perceptions. As for the other gaming stocks, EA and Take-Two shares have climbed slightly, while Ubisoft and Activision dipped. I don't know why. I love Watch Dogs. I would have thought would have been like, whoa, I'm going to buy up some Ubisoft. I think that's a misnomer. Something's going on. GameStop shares, of course, have increased 9% based on the news about consoles and used games. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. Yes, there is.
Ooh. Do I own EA stock, I think? Okay. And those of you I sent over to BT, Ginger came right back. So you can do both. Listen to us both places if you like. Watch one, look at the other. And according, there's another story that's floating around too, because everybody, of course, is wondering what's going on with Nintendo. They didn't do the big press conference. I did get some stuff from them this morning that is too huge to read to you. You guys probably should have just had a press conference. This is a lot of stuff. So I will run quickly down the list of things. Of course, the analysts are still talking about Nintendo's lack of marketing, which is what's killing them. Because the Wii U is awesome. It's not a bad machine. I think people have mistaken the fact that nobody's buying one for the fact that it may be a bad machine. It's not. It's just they didn't do their marketing. But the stuff that Nintendo sent over, a list of games that are coming out for Wii U, Super Mario World, 3D World, Donkey Kong Country, Legend of Zelda. I can't believe I was going to say that one wrong. The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker HD, Mario Kart 8, The Wonderful 101, Bayonetta 2, which somebody was complaining this morning that her haircut is not all that cute. I haven't seen her yet, so I won't comment. A brand new title, brand new IP developed by Monolith, called the force of people that made Xenoblade Chronicles, is making an open world game on the Wii U where you can ride human-shaped robots or use the robots to battle enemies in the sky. The game will not be out until 2014. It does not have a name yet. Wii U Party, which I'm guessing is kind of like Mario Party, which is actually kind of fun. It's got 80 different new mini-games and so on and so forth, tabletop mini-games, blah, blah, blah. You can play with the gamepad. that's going to be out later this year. Art Academy for the Wii U. This is kind of like a, remember the You Draw thing? Which Baby Nashrix is a huge fan of. So if we get that, that'll do very, very well. Smash Brothers for the Wii U is coming out. And Wii Fit U, it's going to launch in the winter. On 3DS, you got Pokemon X and Pokemon Y. You got Smash Brothers for Nintendo 3DS. Some other games that they're not mentioning, but they said if you're out of E3, you can play them on the floor. Pikmin 3, new Super Luigi U, Mario and Sonic and at the Sochi 2014 Olympic Winter Games. That title is entirely too long, Nintendo. For your 3DS, The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. This one, yeah, I got to go into this one. It's supposed to take place after the events of and in the same world as The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, which I love. A Link can now become a drawing and move along the walls. This opens up ways to explore and puzzle elements that give Link access to locations he could not otherwise reach. And that game is going to come out later this year. You also got Yoshi Island, Mario and Luigi Dream Team Brothers, and they have quite a few third-party titles coming out. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, Batman Arkham Origins, Batman Arkham Origins Black Gate for the 3DS. Nice. Deus Ex Human Revolution Director's Cut from Square Enix, Disney Infinity, Disney's Planes, Just Dance 2014, Rayman Legends, oh god, Scribblenauts Unmasked, Shin Megami Tensei 4, I cannot say that, from Atlas, I knew it was from them, Skylanders Swap Force, Sonic Lost World, and yes, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Blacklist, and of course, Watch Dogs from Ubisoft will also be there. And they said they have some additional third-party shops that will be digital-only content. Ballpark Universe, DuckTales, anybody remember that? Dungeons and Dragons, oh my god. I gotta have it. Scram Kitty and His Buddy on Rails, really? Coaster Crazy Deluxe, Spin the Bottle, Burn Pies Party, remember this one? We were looking at this the other day, Ginger, Spin the Bottle? A World of Kefla, oh my god, Ninja Bee? Okay. Wow, I'm impressed. New and Tasty, Mutant Muds Deluxe, Cloudberry Kingdom, and Shovel Knight. And they said, come by E3, and they will let you get a gander at and possibly play all of these. Nice, at their booth. And they're also in the same hall with Sony and Microsoft, so you don't have to walk far if you're just a super, super fan, girl or boy, and you want to go over and see all in one place. I am impressed with the World of Keflings. Did you ever get to play World of Keflings?
I did not. You said it was so amazing and all this, and I never got to play it.
That is one I only want to play in the winter. Like, I'm looking at it, thinking about it now, and I'm thinking, you know, bundled up, hot chocolate. Think of Minecraft if you were a giant, and everything else was small. And you could pick it up and move it. A whole tree, mountain, whatever.
Exactly.
Very, 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 very fun. Very, very fun. Lovely game. Ninja Bee is awesome. I love you, Ninja Bee. Okay. And that was almost everything that they gave us, but they gave us no screenshots and no videos, so I had nothing to show you, just tell you. But that's quite a bit. They should have just had a press conference, Nintendo.
Yes, they should have.
That's a very
small. All right, so something, you know, so a couple of trolls have thrown a fit about. PlayStation Plus is going to be required for PS4 multiplayer games. People, it costs to run servers. Just saying. If you pay close attention to Sony's video about sharing video games on the PS4, you'll likely note that playing the multiplayer portion of the games on the PlayStation 4 will require a PlayStation Plus account. This was also mentioned briefly in a slide during the E3 press conference on Monday. All right, so the PS4 multiplayer online access requires a PSN account and PS Plus subscription. A PlayStation Plus subscription costs $17.99 for 3 months and $49.99 for a full year, with Sony expected to offer a one-month subscription for $9.99. Besides enabling multiplayer, PlayStation Plus subscription offers free games, free game content, and work across all PlayStation family accounts, including PS3, PS4, and PS Vita. While this move may be disheartening to some PlayStation platform fans, because multiplayer via PlayStation Network has always been free, it's not shocking news. Microsoft has been charging for Xbox Live Gold access
since
the Xbox era. And its subscription service, until this week, did not offer any free extras. Sony also emphasized that you do not need a Plus account to use your entertainment apps to buy content on the marketplace or buy single player or play single player on any games, which is different from Xbox, because if you wanted to use your media or anything, you had to have Xbox Live.
Yeah, you couldn't do your Netflix or any of that.
Yeah. In comparison, Xbox Live Gold on the Xbox 360 and Xbox One is going to cost $24.99 for 3 months and $59.99 for a full year.
So that's not bad.
No, but it's still, it's cheaper because, let me rephrase this. PlayStation Plus is cheaper. Like I said, it's $17.99 for 3 months and $49.99 for a full year. $10 cheaper for the full year, $5 cheaper for the 3 months. So, PS...
It is $75 for a full year of Xbox Live.
Well, they're saying it's going to be $59.99. So...
No, it's for Xbox?
Yeah, for Xbox Live Gold, it's $59.99 for a full
year. Wait, Gold used to be free, wasn't it? Or wait a minute, which one of them was free? I don't even remember.
No, Silver wasn't even free. Because I paid for Silver. But they're saying Xbox Live Gold is going to be $59.99.
The only thing I like that I heard from them in that regard is they said that you will no longer have to have a separate account. Because those of you who have families know you had to have a separate account for each and every person in the house. For them to be able to go online.
And you still have to with the Xbox, I want to say.
No, I said they were saying they were going to get rid of that. They said from here on out, everybody who has, creates an ID.
That's nice. And so, that's going to be on the Xbox?
Yeah, so that I like.
That's nice.
But
that's nice.
They just get rid of that always on thing. I'll come back to you, baby. We will still date. Just change a little bit. Come on.
Yeah. Since that one was short, let me do some more. Because I'm just going to,
Do it.
Man, this is going to be like the all Sony SmackDown. So Sony says, PS4 pricing and our used game policy, not a reaction to the Xbox crap. Some may believe that Sony somehow decided at the 11th hour on its pricing and policy of used games, which, you're always saying that. Man, this seems like Sony just, watched Microsoft all day and then came back with this. No, they did not pull that out of their hat in like 4 hours. I'm sorry.
No. I know you all like to believe so, no.
No, that's a lot of work to set something up like that. There's no way they did that in just that amount of time. Anyways, Sony VP of Worldwide Studios, Scott Rode, told Polygon in an interview Monday night that the company hadn't changed any opinions or strategies in response to Microsoft's Xbox One plans. They were just that awesome right off the cuff. In fact, the company simply decided to wait for the right moment to break its silence, and E3 was probably the best place to get the most bang for their buck.
Damn straight.
Hell, you better, because, my God, I can't... I want to say renting a, just a booth there is several hundred thousand dollars. Anyways,
yes, it is.
I literally have goosebumps right now, but that was always our plan. It's something that we believe in. We know gamers come first. Microsoft. We know what they want. Microsoft. I was personally overwhelmed with a massive explosion on Twitter with everyone essentially begging, please don't do this, Sony. Please don't do this, Sony. It was so hard not to say right away, well, we were never going to do that.
Aww.
Now let's have a little fun and announce it in a fun way at the PlayStation press conference and rub it in Microsoft's face.
Boom.
Rode also said that he was happy about the applause from the audience on hand at E3 compared to the boos that Microsoft got. That was when Sony revealed their policy on used games. Speaking of, did you see the video afterwards? That was so cute. He also noted that the price point for the console had been decided on a long time ago, though finding out Microsoft's price point for the Xbox One did make them grin going into the E3 press event because they knew they were in a better position. I mean, that was such an amazing message. We kind of had a feeling. We kind of knew we were going to land a little bit cheaper than those green guys, and it was verified this morning. Walking around with smiles all day.
Day long.
No, but seriously, did you see the video that they had a how-to video on how to lend out your games or borrow games?
Yes.
That was so cute. And then it was, I can't think of what his name. The little guy is so adorable. He was step one, huh?
Sackboy. Was it Sackboy?
Yeah, I think it was Sackboy. It was like step one. No, I mean, it wasn't Sackboy. My bad, what am I saying? It wasn't Sackboy. It was the little Japanese guy. He was so cute. I can't think what his name is. He's one who does... Oh, he's adorable. But anyways, he had the game in his hand, and he was like, step one, take the game. Step two, hand it to your friend. Done. Ta-da! It was so cute. I was like, oh,
Well,
stabbing at
let me just share you. There's more stabbing going on of Microsoft. Man, you guys are hemorrhaging entrails, seriously. One more dig at them. Well, we all know what happened yesterday. We were there. We witnessed the massacre. Ah, but Sony has one more other advantage. Yeah. The Xbox One won't make its way to Asia until 2014.
Yeah, and the PS4, they're saying this morning, not region locked.
Yes, the Xbox One and PS4 are both slated for release here in North America during the holiday season, so we're looking at probably Thanksgiving. This is the one time I'm going to have to go out into the public. I'm going to get my mace ready, and yeah. So the Xbox One is confirmed for November, so most likely a PlayStation will follow suit or right before. But now, Asian gamers won't get it until a full year later. When I say 2014, I don't mean January, a few months. I mean a full year later. The Xbox 360 has already been struggling in Japan, lagging markedly behind Sony and Nintendo in sales, because everybody keeps thinking Nintendo's doing horrible. No, they're kicking butt over there.
Stop.
You hold that video back. Now, Alan Bowman, not Sean Bowman, Ginger, don't get your gun all cocked and ready to go. Alan Bowman, Microsoft's regional vice president for sales and marketing in Asia, described the move to Wall Journal as a staggered approach. In late 2014, the Asian markets Microsoft plans to address are Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore, South Korea, and India. Notably, Japan is not on the list at all. Microsoft plans to continue marketing the Xbox 360 and its games in Asia, according to VentureBeat, until the launch of the Xbox One. The company also plans to make upgrades that will focus specifically on Asian gamers, including tweaking the Kinect sensor for smaller living spaces. Why didn't you do that from Japan? We listen to the feedback. Not everyone in Asia has living rooms, Bowman told the Wall Street Journal. The field of vision required for Kinect is much smaller. But you didn't think about not all gamers have internet when you... Yeah, I'm not going to go there again. I'm not. Ginger, run the video.
All right, I will run this video because it is so absolutely cute. And I'm going to have the sound on because it's just that much better with sound. So I know this is going to loud people, so...
Crank it up. Yeah. I want to hear. I want to see what you got to say. He's so cute. Are you talking about him? Yoshida?
Yoshida!
I thought you were talking about the little green elven guy. We can't hear what you're hearing anyway, did you?
Well, Thanks. People who are watching over Twitch can hear it.
I am watching over Twitch. You know what? I have my sound muted. That could be why.
Otherwise, we get a whole echo. I will pop this into your Skype so you can watch it later.
It's still adorable.
I think he's the most... seriously, he is so cute.
I just want to kiss his
little kid. I know. He is so flipping adorable.
They said yesterday he has the most infectious smile. I do agree. He does have an infectious smile.
You want to eat him up? He's just so cute.
He walked out and said hello, and everybody was like, hey! We don't even know who you are. So cute. Applaud for him.
All right, so it's my turn, right?
Yes.
All right, so I want to talk about the story that I found yesterday, and I showed Corey yesterday. I think it's cute.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so meet the world's first Bitcoin baby. Yes, that is her right there. The first paid for by Bitcoin's baby. Dr. C. Terrence Lee, who is a fertility specialist based out of Brea, California, is showing off this picture right now and telling everybody this baby was bought with Bitcoins. Not quite what you think, people. Not like the baby was actually sold on the black market or anything. But the child is born thanks to a frozen embryo transfer cycle paid for with Bitcoins. He says this is the first time he's aware of that anyone has paid for fertility treatments that way. The baby is the biggest and definitely the most adorable victory yet for Lee in his campaign to persuade his patients to pay him for his services with Bitcoins, the experimental digital currency that's caught Wall Street's attention recently when its trading price shot up. Actually know several people inside Second Life who are using Bitcoins, or were, and still the whole fiasco with money inside Second Life. But anyways, there are 11 million Bitcoins in circulation right now with a collective market value of $1.4 billion.
How can we get some of that? Who we need to bash over the head?
Right? You can spend bitcoins online at shops like bitcoinstore.com. They're not exactly a mainstream currency for everyday transactions, though, but you can sell them and get your money back in U.S. Lee would love to change that. He's an early pioneer of the Bitcoin retail economy, and a sign on his clinic door advertises his accepted forms of electronic payment, Visa, MasterCard, or Bitcoins. He said, we see 10 to 14 patients a day. Nobody even bothered to ask what the sign meant, so he decided to escalate it. He determined to find a patient willing to pay him in Bitcoins. He put up an ad on Reddit last year offering a male fertility evaluation, which people know what that is. They're testing your boys, yo. In return for 15 bitcoins, which at the time was worth around $5 each. That is cheap for one of those tests. The customer who finally took up the offer didn't actually care about his sperm count. He just wanted to participate in what may have been the world's first Bitcoin-funded medical transaction. he says he's a bit of an accidental Bitcoin evangelist. As an OBGYN with a geeky streak, he came across Bitcoin around a year ago while poking around on the internet. And so he's taken it upon himself to get Bitcoin out there and get it using. So he started offering discounts to his fertility patients. If you pay me, and we're talking massive discounts. We're not talking just, $10 off. We're talking several thousand dollars off your fertility treatment if you paid him in Bitcoins. So that's awesome. And I know people are like, how does this pertain to gaming? Bitcoins work with gaming. It's geeky. It's internet. And this baby was paid for him by them. That's awesome. That's so cool to me. Your little weird.
No, I don't think you're weird. I'm just like, I don't really know anything about Bitcoin, so I'm going to have to go and do research.
I figure comparatively, sort of. It's like paying for fertility treatments with Linden dollars.
That might be kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, because some people get these Bitcoins, like I said, from Second Life, from a virtual item that's not real, there's no physical, blah, 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 blah. You just paid for your baby playing a video game.
Okay.
That's cool.
I'm
That's
scared.
Cool.
I'm scared. I'm trying to find something. Yeah, go ahead and run that video. I was trying to find something that's not about Microsoft and Sony. This is just like the fight of this century or something. Anyway, run that video for me. These guys are at E3, I believe. So if you're out that way, you can go by if you can get in. Yarol, if you're listening, can you swing by here? Well, he probably will. It's a racing game.
No, Lethal, I don't think there are any press conferences today.
Nothing that you'd be able to go to. Everything is you have to be at E3 now. Those are the only three big ones that do one. But keep an eye on our Facebook page. We can get Yarol to stand still long enough. I think he's already on his way over there. Anyway, are you running my video, woman?
It is running.
All right. Publisher P-Cube, along with Milestone, one of the most recognized racing video game developers and publishers for consoles and Windows, released their fourth gameplay video for upcoming motorbike title MotoGP 13, the official MotoGP World Campaign 2013 game, which will be out in a few weeks, June 21st. The gameplay video features the differences between three MotoGP categories, Moto 2, 3, and MotoGP.
Oh, did you see the item placement just then?
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, built in 1965 around the existing 24-hour track, the Le Mans Bugatti Grand Prix race circuit lies 5 kilometers south of the city of Le Mans and 200 kilometers southwest of Paris. Le Mans is a tight track dominated by first gear corners that place emphasis on the late braking and hard acceleration, whilst rear-end traction is also a key, with the capacity to comfortably accommodate up to 100,000 spectators. The Bugatti circuit also plays host to the 24-hour track race, the FIA GP2 Championship, French Touring Cars, and GT races. P-Cube has also announced that their official release date of MotoGP 13 demo for PlayStation 3 will be postponed to the 19th of this month. Well, it says if you are an Xbox Live Gold member, it'll be the 12th of June, 2013. Xbox Live Silver members, June 16th is when you'll get it. PlayStation 3 members will get it June 19th. Again, this is developed by Milestone Studios MotoGP. It's currently available for pre-order and is scheduled for release, again, sometime here in June. And you can get it for PlayStation, Windows, PlayStation Vita, your Xbox. Enjoy. I am no longer a racing game fan. I need to be able to blow people up with my car. I need to turn my car into a projectile missile and just blow them up. It's just not fun otherwise. Burnout spoiled me. Why do the game companies do that? You spoil me, then you just take it away.
I don't know. Hey, so,
Peta.
Yeah, those hippies over there, they're back in the day.
Let them make it.
Yeah. Peta launches cage fight, knockout animal abuse, with the tagline, knockout animal abuse. People for the ethical treatment of animals has the new 8-bit style beat 'em up. Let's you take on animal experimenters using real MMA fighter Aaron Simpson, Georgie Smith. Georgie Smith. With Octagon Girl Ariane Celeste, cage fight, knockout, animal abuse, less players beat up waves of scummy animal experimenters and free animals from painful laboratory tests.
Yeah, because that's what we need to do.
I got a better idea. How about we just, test out laboratory stuff on PETA people? Anyways, Cage Fight doesn't just show you how animals suffer in laboratories. It gives you the chance to combat cruel animal experimenters, both in-game and in real life. This is coming from PETA Director of Marketing Innovations, Joel Bartlett. While you're pummeling sadistic experimenters with MMA fighters, fist in the game, you can use PETA's website to fire off protest letters to real-world institutions that cage, poison, and kill animals. Cage Fight Knockout Animal Abuse joins PETA's other games, including Mario Kills Tanuki, Pokemon Black and Blue, Gotta Free 'Em All, and Super Chick Sisters. You can check out the game over on their website, which is PETA.org. PETA. Lay off the krill. I think it's making you go a little crazy. All right, so what happened was, first Microsoft opened up their mouth, and then Sony was like, STFU!
Well, I'm still waiting for my page to load because, yeah, it's all crazy on the internet today. All right, Microsoft's Phil Harrison is still trying to take the foot out of the Microsoft mouth. Stated the company is committed to working with independent and diverse developers for Xbox One. As evidence, he announced Mojang's global phenomenon, Minecraft, would be coming to Xbox One with new and exclusive content. He also introduced footage from Remedy's already announced TV game Hybrid Quantum Break, which you saw yesterday, and a new game from Deadly Premonition creator Square 65 called D4. When he first took the stage, Harrison said that nobody has been more committed to supporting indie development than Microsoft. This is somewhat controversial, obviously, according to DI International, because in light of the widespread frustration among smaller developers at the expense and difficult working practices on on Xbox 360, Sony, of course, made stronger relationships with indie developers a core part of PlayStation 4's strategy ever since it unveiled. However, Microsoft has yet to describe its approach to indie developers for the Xbox One in any detail.
Because they don't have it. An absurd amount of money that you don't actually have because you're an indie developer. Maybe you got a rich daddy or mama who will help fund it, and then maybe we'll put your game out. But otherwise, no. That's Microsoft's policy right there.
I like one of the comments from the developers from Empire Limited. Says, they're really harping on their Minecraft deal. I don't think you can really say you're an indie developer friendly just because you broke the rules for a mega seller on your console.
Minecraft is no longer indie, really. I'm sorry.
No, once you get that big, you cease to become indie. You're now officially on par with the EAs and the Steam.
Exactly.
So, no, you're not an indie. Indie is, I got money, but I'm still working out of my garage. I'm still programming in my garage.
Exactly. All right, so everybody's heard about this NSA spying fiasco.
Yeah, that guy is on the run. Run, boy, run.
He's missing.
No, he's hiding again.
Well, we hope he's hiding.
Oh, well, go ahead, Ginger. What you know? Because I heard he was in China and then he left. So what you got?
Yeah, see, a lot of people, well, Reddit is going crazy right now saying he may not be in hiding, he may be dead. Anyways, the Entertainment Consumers Association, the ECA, has joined the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, and 85 other civil liberties groups and internet organizations to U.S. lawmakers that it must put a stop to the National Security Agency and other U.S. law enforcement and intelligence agencies spying on American citizens. The letter is in response to two stories that leaked information about several NSA information gathering programs that target the internet and mobile phone activities of Americans. They say, we hope that Congress listens to our thoughtful analysis and concerns, you know they're not going to, and address them. This is coming from Jennifer Mercurio, ECA's, ECA's Vice President and General Counsel. The letter asks Congress to review the Patriot Act and the FISA amendments and rewrite it so that blanket surveillance is no longer possible by the government. The letter also urges Congress to add punishments for those who engage in such activities, to serve as a deterrent. All right, so the letter says...
Let me clear my throat.
This is long. This is very long. Dear members of Congress, we write to... We write to express our concern about recent reports published in The Guardian and The Washington Post and acknowledged by the Obama administration, which revealed secret spying by the National Security Agency, the NSA, on phone records and internet activity of people in the United States. The Washington Post and The Guardian recently published reports based on information provided by a career intelligence officer showing how the NSA and the FBI are gaining broad access to data collected by nine of the leading U.S. internet companies and sharing this information with foreign governments. As reported, the U.S. government is extracting audio, video, photographs, emails, documents, and connection logs that enable analysis to track a person's movements and contacts over time. As a result, the contents of communications of people both abroad and in the U.S. can be swept in without any suspicion of crime or association with a terrorist organization. Leaked reports also published by The Guardian and confirmed by the administration reveal that the NSA is also abusing a controversial section of the Patriot Act to collect the call records of millions of Verizon customers. The data collected by the NSA includes every call made, the time of the call, the duration of the call, and other identifying information for millions of Verizon customers, SU people, including entirely domestic calls, regardless of whether those customers have been suspected of a crime. The Wall Street Journal has reported that other major carriers, including AT&T and Sprint, are subject to similar secret orders. This type of blanket data collection by the government strikes at bedrock American values of freedom and privacy. This dragnet surveillance violates the First and Fourth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution, which protects citizens' rights to speak and associate anonymously and guard against unreasonable searches and seizures that protect their rights to privacy. AFN men.
Wow.
We are calling on Congress to take immediate action to halt the surveillance and provide a full public accounting of the NSA's and FBI's data collection programs. We call on Congress to immediately and publicly, 1, enact reform of this Congress to Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act, the State Secrets Privilege, and the FISA Amendments Act to make clear that blanket surveillance of the internet activity and phone records of any person residing in the U.S. is prohibited by law, and the violations can be reviewed in adversarial proceedings before a public court. 2, create a special committee to investigate, report, and reveal to the public the extent of this domestic spying. This committee should create a specific recommendations for legal and regulatory reform to end unconstitutional surveillance. And 3, lastly but not least, hold accountable those public officials who are found to be responsible for this unconstitutional surveillance. All right, so this is signed by people like 4chan, Access, the American Library Association, American Civil Liberty Union, all sorts of people, CorpWatch, Credo, Daily, KOS, Digital Fourth, Downsize DC, DuckDuckGo. Mm. Anyways, Friends of Privacy, all sorts of people, PolitiHacks, Privacy Camp, Reddit, of course Reddit's there, Privacy Camp, RootsAction.org, all sorts of people. This is signed by, 85 civil liberties groups. So this is amazing. Personally, where can I sign my name? Because
Yeah, because Dave.
I want to tag myself in this. I know I'm not exactly a civil liberties union of any sort, but I want my name on this, saying, hey,
we're kind of game active. It's kind of, sort of. Kind of, maybe, sort of.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, all right.
Possibly. On a good day.
On a
very good day. All right, I got the new trailer for you. It's out at E3. You're not at E3. How can I see it? Well, of course, you just watched Ginger's little screen there in just a second. It's a new game. Ah, goodbye, Deponia. Yeah, this is the teaser trailer they sent out.
Seriously, yeah, I'm sorry. Aisha hosting, that was so awesome. She's so hot.
He said Aisha, who, Aisha Tyler?
Aisha, yeah.
Aisha Tyler?
I didn't really
her. Yeah, Aisha's awesome. Okay, love her, waiting to meet her.
I know her from Friends, she's so awesome.
She's going to be my sister from another mister.
Awesome.
That and her and Felicia. I need for her and Felicia Day to do something together. That would be like Girl Gamer heaven. Love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so as I said, let me start my speech again. Goodbye, Deponia. Sorry.
No, not Deponia.
Daedalic Entertainment, I think that's what they're calling themselves today. Yes. Have given you another, what they're calling, breath of fresh Deponia air today. They're releasing their first teaser trailer. You can only see it here or at E3 if you're out on the floor. Of course, Deponia wouldn't be Deponia without Rufus and his spectacular accidents. You can get a glimpse of him there in the trailer as well. Daedalic here out at E3. LA presented some first in-game scenes and impressions of Goodbye Deponia. In addition, the developer from Hamburg also introduced Blackguards, a turn-based RPG, as well as their other new adventure games, Memoria and 1954 Alcatraz. Okay, I want to play that. I don't know what it's about, but it's 1954 and has Alcatraz in its title. I need to see what it is. Team is still open for short-term presentation appointments if you are there at E3, okay? Check them out. They're at booth 6509 Concourse Hall. And the reason why I do that, you guys, when there's events, sometimes people are bored walking around the convention center and they're like, I don't know what else to do. Let's see what GGR is doing. Oh, I can go see Deponia. I know some of you are like, why did she give out the booth? That's why. I have actually had people tell me that. Sometimes I have nothing else to do and you guys are on. I listen. And if I'm at the conference, I can go check out something. And we'll discuss it. Anyway. You think you might want to pick this one up? I do want to play the Alcatraz thing. I'm going to need them to do something. I'm going to need to know about it.
Yep. All right.
You don't know nothing about Alcatraz, Ginger?
I don't.
Ginger, fine. I need to know.
Well, I will try. I will try. No promises. But we all know. We all know how much I love me some Legos.
Wait, I have already found it.
Oh, have you? Okay. Well, then you give it to me.
It's in German. Okay, I got it. Okay, there is no video, but you can check out the screenshots. Don't worry about translating it because it's in German. I got. Wait a minute, I'm giving it to the whole room over there. I want to play this all of a sudden. Look at this, it's cute. All right, so you're set in 1954, San Francisco, Alcatraz. Joe was convicted of armed robbery to 40 years in prison and Eager from the Rock Break.
Why is it gotta be Joe? Poor Joe.
It's poor Joe. For this, he needs the help of his wife, Christine, who, however, has her own problems in San Francisco. Their common gangster cronies, Mickey Christine, threatens to kill them if they should refuse to hand over the loot from the robbery. She refused to hang over the loot from the robbery. Sorry, guys, this is originally in German. But where are the stolen goods that they took? Only Joe knows the hiding place. So he makes all of North Beach hunt for the jackpot. Wait a minute. Sucks. No one has ever succeeded in escaping from Alcatraz, so he has managed to outsmart everyone. He hasn't managed to outsmart Mickey yet. Okay, so I want to, you will decide how the story ends. I guess they have different story endings. So you got 90 hand-drawn locations, 20 3D animated characters, tricky puzzles, dialogues, and so on and so forth. From the author of Ghost Pirates of Voodoo Island. Anybody ever play that? A soundtrack by Pedro Machado Comanche. He wrote Fairy Tale Fights and Ghost Pirates of Voodoo Island and A Vampire Story and Audio Surf. And it has, yes, several different alternate endings. I'm interested. I am intrigued. I hope this is not a point and click. Y'all don't do that to me. You can't give me that story and then do point and click. I'll be very, very upset.
I guess we shall see. We shall see.
We'll see soon.
Okay, so this is kind of short, so I'm going to end up doing two, but I want to show this video mainly because I want to see it. Lego Mario. Oh, good God, I can't talk. Lego Marvel Superheroes. They showed a trailer over at E3. Mm-hmm. These superheroes of the Marvel Universe are descending on the Electronic Entertainment Expo. Oh, God, I can't talk. E3. This time in Lego form, Marvel Extra Favorite Lego Marvel Superheroes. And this all-new trailer, which I'm trying to watch and read at the same time, featuring legendary Marvel characters such as Captain America,
look at them.
Wolverine,
oh my God.
Thor, Human Torch, and Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, it's the Hulk!
Thor! Oh, my God. Prepare yourselves as... prepare yourselves for more brick-smashing good times as several Lego Marvel superheroes and supervillains make their epic debut at this week's E3. For all, if you're listening, get me feed of this. Play this.
Iron
Play
Man.
This. I want to know. Oh, it's so yet.
What is it? Lego Superheroes? I'm telling him now because he's actually on the floor.
Lego Marvel Superheroes. That is... Oh, my God. My God. Oh, it is so cute. It's so cute. It's Loki!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I always look at them and I go, I don't want to play that. I don't want to play that. That's not going to be fun. But every time I sit down to play one of the Lego games, they are so much fun. I am laughing the whole time. And Lisa was agreeing with me in the chat room. If you're not in our chat room during the news, you miss out. We were talking about the water. Yes, it had very sexy water. If you listen to our crazy little chit-chat last night while watching the conference. Oh, my God. I was like, look at the water. Look at it. Look at it. Oh, my God. Look at it. All right. Do I actually have a news story? No. Okay, so, well, the people at NHL 14 apparently just want you to see the trailer. I don't know why, but thanks, guys. Person out. We'll share it. Ginger, show the trailer. Somebody likes hockey out there, I guess. I don't know what you're looking at.
Brother-in-law, but that's about the only person I know in all of America who likes hockey games. At least
I live in the South, so we don't get a whole lot of hockey down this way.
It could be, because we're all like, ice? What's that? That stuff doesn't come naturally. We have to grow that in the refrigerator.
Exactly. How'd you get such a big chunk of it? What kind of ice tray do you use for that?
Or, I don't know if it's a Southern thing, but the whole refrigerator and freezer or ice box.
Yes.
You know, is it an ice box? No, it's a freezer. No, it's an ice box.
We call it an ice box down here, and that's what we're going to recommend.
And the entire thing's an ice box, not just, top or bottom. The entire thing's an ice box.
That's right.
Where's the milk? In the ice box.
Look in the bottom of the ice box.
Exactly.
Look in the top of the ice box for the ice cream.
Or we de-thaw things here.
Oh, no. That's, my grandmother's is undissolve it, but she's from Alabama.
Undissolve.
I don't know. She's going to kill me for saying that. That's just, I have not figured it out.
I like your grandma.
And those of you who got the really country grandmothers, it's not rinse it off, it's wrench it off. You better go in there and wrench that off. Anybody heard that one before? Wrench it off. It's dirty. Wrench it off. All right, I got another one because I don't know what's going on with that trailer there. Okay.
I'm defining. Woo, woo, woo. That was Sony just throwing Microsoft down right there. That was.
I got another trailer.
Sit down, batch.
Sit down, batch. Sit down, batch. Yes, I think that used to be our morning word. Okay, those of you who have been waiting for Infinite Crisis, we've been keeping you up to date with the betas and all that stuff. They, too, are throwing their little E3 hat in the ring. This is from Warner Brothers and Turbine. They have a brand new map for Infinite Crisis, the multiplayer online battle arena, MOBA, currently in its closed beta phase. You should have signed up by now. The new map, which is entitled Coast City, features two lanes and defensive turrets, along with several new exciting elements unique to the MOBA genre. To accompany the announcement, they, of course, sent us over this lovely trailer. What is going on? I cannot breathe. There's something's going on. If you're wondering about the new map, you can download... Wait a minute. Nope, that's the trailer. Never mind. Okay, so Coast City is a two-lane map featuring a top lane, a bottom lane with defensive turrets placed along them, and a significant area in the middle of the map called the Waste. The Waste contain creatures and objectives beneficial to teams, as well as the Doomsday device. Yes. The Doomsday device is located in the center of the map and offers a brand new addition to the competitive gameplay, as well as a powerful attack against enemy structures or champions. This destructive artifact is protected by a neutral turret, and it respawns every 5 minutes, where it will need to be recaptured by either team. The map also contains power relays. Yay! You want a power relay, right? Yeah.
Look at all the bright lights.
very pretty. They control points that enable a team to push into lanes and obtain a patrolling vision of the waste. The relays stay locked to capturing teams for 90 seconds and then stay controlled until they are captured away. Coast City is one of several cutting-edge experiences offered by Infinite Crisis that will introduce new and innovative features to the MOBA genre, and they look forward to sharing them with us, they said, in the coming months. Thank you. And in the meantime, they say, please go and get yourself signed up. Go to infinitecrisis.com/beta application, or you may have to click around because I may not be giving you the right link. It might be, /en/beta-application, and you can get yourself signed up. I was going to sign up again. I think we are already signed up for beta. Oh, yeah, you know what? We are, because we were supposed to be in there a couple weekends ago, but it was at midnight. I'm sorry, I fell asleep. Y'all can't be
Midnight's a little bit late for that, people.
It's not late. It's just, it can't be starting then. If it's like, you know, what we did with City of Steam, where it's like 10 and we kind of go past midnight, I have to already be in there. You can't tell me to come in at midnight.
Exactly. And then we'll be up till 3. No, thank you.
I'm going to be up to, I won't sleep. I don't think I won't sleep at City of Steam. You two went to bed and I was still playing. I was in there yelling, damn bugs.
That game was amazing. God, it was 3 a.m. I was like, no, I got to sleep.
Lightning for you.
Yeah, no. Amazing game, but I need my sleep. All right, so.
Oh, yeah, and Lisa, I don't know if they do a NASCAR game. I'm just not feeling the whole racing circuit thing. I will find out for you, though. Let me check. While Ginger's doing it, I will see what I can find.
All right, so people, if you're under the age of 17, turn away.
Look away.
Zombies and blood and gore. Let me use this in. Well, maybe I'll make it big. Whoa, wrong screen here.
Ooh.
What you're trying to do, YouTube?
Ooh.
You know what? Hold on. We're just going to go over to the YouTube and watch it over here, because watching it at the Telltale website wasn't working out so well for me. Anyway, Telltale Games and Skybound announced The Walking Dead 400 Days as new DLC for award-winning game series.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so Eisner, Robert Kirkman, the Eisner Award-winning creator and writer of The Walking Dead for his Skybound imprint at Image Comics, announced today that the 2012 Game of the Year winning series, The Walking Dead Season 1,
spoilers,
is set to receive an all-new installment as downloadable content. Available this summer, The Walking Dead 400 Days will be available for purchase on the Xbox Live Marketplace for Xbox 360, PlayStation Network has an in-app purchase for compatible iOS devices and on PC and Mac from Telltale Online Store and other digital outlets. The Walking Dead 400 chronicles the horrific aftermath of the undead outbreak through the eyes of 5 new characters as they struggle to survive the first 400 days of the apocalypse. Playable in any order, the five connected short stories are centered in and around a Georgia truck stop, where players will be thrust into horrifying situations that will test their morals and control the flow of the story through their decisions and actions. The Walking Dead Season 1 is coming to the PlayStation Vita handheld and will include The Walking Dead 400 Days, featuring hybrid touch controls unique to PS Vita. Fans can now take the apocalypse on the road and enjoy the entirety of Season 1 in one package. Yay!
All right, so The Walking Dead 400 Days. Clementine.
Is she dead now? The Walking Dead 400 Days will be available for $4.99 or the equivalent as downloadable content for The Walking Dead Season 1. Yay! I'm sorry, did Clementine die?
I don't know.
Okay.
You have to be careful watching these Walking Dead trailers, because it could be a spoiler for you. Your game may not go that way. So she may be dead in some people's games and not in others. I really don't know.
That's true.
So
all I know is her aunt was sure dead.
Yeah. That so-and-so deserved to die. She's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I was about to tell you. Wow, my brain went so... Oh, yeah! Okay, so Lethal, no, I do not see a NASCAR. Activision has had it since 2005, and it's not listed in their lineup for this year at all. The last one they did was last year, in autumn. That was NASCAR, the game Inside Line, for PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Wii. And the Wii version wasn't even done by Activision. It was done by Brain in a Jar. I don't know who they are. But nothing new so far. Sorry. Nope, I don't see anything. I even went, I'm looking through everything. Nothing. So if you like NASCAR, sorry, Activision. Activision's got a lot of stuff coming out this year. Forget the Walking, not the Walking Dead, forget the NASCAR. They got a ton of stuff. Oh, it's a lot of stuff. Did you see this, Ginger? Ginger, did we lose you? Ginger?
Ginger's here, Ginger. Ginger had to answer the phone. Sorry.
I thought we lost our Ginger. Oh.
No. Phone rang and I thought it was the doctor's office.
Oh.
Is that a wrong number?
Yeah, Activision is the one that has Destiny. I did not know this.
Ooh.
And this is going to drive Baby Nation crazy if she can hear me.
I always thought it was Bungie and Activision who worked together. So that's.
Wait. I'm going to make Baby Nation upset. The La La Loopsie game is coming out. She's ignoring me.
La Loopsie game? What's that?
She hates La La Loopsie. I don't know many girls. You know what? Our little girls are getting more morbid. They like Monster High, but they don't like La La Loopsie. La La Loopsie's very bright and cheerful and button eyes and cutesy, what you think little girls like. And then what they actually like is Monster High with the, you know, stitched up neck and the wolf hair and the... and she didn't like... I don't remember which this particular doll's name. I thought she was cool. If I was a little girl, I would have loved her. She has the powers of, I guess, an electric eel. And whenever you press something on her back, her body goes transparent and you can see her bones and she makes sound like lightning.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought it was so cool. And she's like, no. And then there's another one called Claudine, who's half werewolf, and she actually roars, but she didn't like her either. She's like, that's so cliche for them to make noises and electricity skin. That's so cliche. I don't want those. So anyway, we're all off topic. Okay, so.
All right, then.
Little people change. They don't like, it's time to go, actually.
It is time to go. Man, this show has gone quick today. We had so much news. We had a movie.
Lisa said it should have been a poker night, too, or whatever it's called. I would have bought it. Yeah. I think I still have my pool game from the first Xbox, the first games they put out. The pool, you know, where you shoot pool? I still have mine, and I still play it.
Wow.
I don't know why I play it, but I do. All right, guys, we are out of here. I don't know if we're going to do a Pixinista. We have you all coming somewhere in at some point to tell us later on tonight about E3, so we may forego Pixinista for one more week. You may have to wait for your weddings one more week, see if he's got anything interesting to show us. And if not, we're probably going to rest, because I think this first day took a lot out of us. So if we're not here tonight, we will see you bright early tomorrow morning. Stay out of trouble. Yeah. They be watching. This is for you, Nintendo. You and Microsoft help each other up. Put some Neosporin on y'all's knees and help y'all get better.
Ooh. She went there. Ooh. Oh, low blow, Corey.
See, I could go again with just that comment.
Thank you.